As you may know, the number of older adults in Canada and the US is growing. And with this growth, there's an increasing need to identify at-risk older drivers. The Fitness to Drive screening measure is a free web-based tool that can be used to identify at-risk older drivers. Specifically, this 54-item measure uses proxy rater responses that can include both formal, informal caregivers or family members to classify the older driver as an at-risk, routine, or accomplished driver. Based on the driver's classification, the user is provided with resources and recommendations and a key form highlighting the driver's areas of difficulty. Overall, this measure takes approximately 20 minutes to complete. Although this tool has been used by many, a recent study we conducted indicated that the 20 minutes it takes to complete the measure may be deterring users from using the FTDS, and a short form may increase user uptake. Therefore, the purpose of the study was to construct and validate a short form of the Fitness to Drive screening measure. We constructed the short form using exploratory factor analysis and classical test theory techniques, and we validated the short form using Pearson's R and ROC curves. When constructing the short form, exploratory factor analysis was used to determine the number of factors or constructs that were present within the FTDS. The classical test theory techniques were used to determine the items within each factor that best represented the construct and was highly correlated with it. Pearson's R was used to determine the concurrent reliability between the constructed short form and the FTDS. Then ROC analysis was used to determine the concurrent criterion validity of the short form against the gold standard on-road assessment. Exploratory factor analysis results indicated a three-factor model best represented the person, vehicle, and environment domains of the FTDS. Classical test theory techniques resulted in the removal of 22 items, resulting in a final 32-item short form. Correlational analysis results indicated an excellent relationship between the short form and the FTDS, indicating that the FTDS is also measuring the construct of fitness to drive. ROC curve results indicated an area under the curve of 0.74, demonstrating good predictive validity with the gold standard on-road assessment, essentially meaning the measure could discriminate between drivers that passed or failed the on-road assessment better than chance. However, 61 misclassifications were still present. The short form may increase the completion rates, usage, and impact of the measure. However, further development is needed before it may be implemented and utilized in clinical settings as a screening measure.